If you want more people to see your offers, your sales pages, your blog posts, then you simply need more traffic. For more people to be seeing your offers, seeing what you do, signing up to your list, buying your products, you need more traffic. More traffic is always the main goal of any content creator because it's more eyeballs. And that is what we need in order to grow our businesses, is more people seeing and buying our stuff. And especially now, after Google's devastating HCU update last fall that decimated so many websites, now more than ever, it is so important to be producing helpful content and doing it with proper SEO in mind. So on-page SEO is just as important as off-page SEO. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to improve your on-page SEO to better optimize your content so that it has a better chance of ranking in search engine results pages. In today's episode, I will be giving a behind-the-scenes look at an AI-powered SEO tool called RankIQ. To follow along, you can try RankIQ by going to herpaperroot.com/rankbetter, all one word, RankBetter. That's herpaperroot.com/rankbetter. That link takes you to a page which gives you more information about the tool, and it also gives you $50 off. The link will be in the description. Also in this episode, I'm going to give you a 5-step on-page SEO framework that you can use to optimize any article that you are producing.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Okay, so RankIQ, this AI-powered SEO blogging tool, it is a tool made by bloggers for bloggers. It gives you access to a keyword library that can help you find the right keywords for your content and optimize your content so that those keywords are included properly. But does RankIQ really stand up to the hype? Because I'm sure you've heard about it before. A lot of content creators, people in this industry, recommend this tool. You'll hear about it a lot. And there are a lot of other tools out there that honestly can do a lot of the same things that this one does. So why do I think that RankIQ is the best pick? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing now. And if you are a content creator or a business owner and you want to get more people to see what it is that you sell and what you offer, then you are going to want to stay tuned and really listen to this episode. RankIQ released a report where they stated that Mediavine blogs that use RankIQ increased their Google traffic 468% more than the Mediavine blogs not using RankIQ. So I thought that was really interesting. I love that this tool, RankIQ, helps content creators at all levels create killer blog posts that can rank on Google. Of course, there's no guarantee that just because you use any tool will mean that your post will automatically rank on Google. There's no guarantee for that. However, this tool has AI SEO tactics that can really make the chances that Google likes the content you put out more likely. So RankIQ was created by Brandon Gale, host of the Blogging Millionaire podcast, and it was created specifically for bloggers looking for reliable SEO tools that can help them perform better on Google searches. Not only can it help you find the right low competition keywords, but it also helps you do a comprehensive content analysis so that what you create can be better than everyone else's. Whether you're an SEO expert or a beginner blogger, this is a really great tool that comes highly recommended by many professionals. It's an easy-to-use optimization tool that might just allow you to bring in more quality traffic. It certainly did in my experience using it. Now, I'm not going to lie, RankIQ is not the only tool out there on the market that produces an SEO report, provides a way to find high volume, low competition keywords, or give you target keyword counts that can help you rank higher on search engines. But with that in mind, it's worth digging into the details and so you can see how you can use it to grow your own business. I want to take a closer look at RankIQ's keyword library first. I think that's a great place to start for listeners here. The keyword library is exactly what it sounds like, a curated library of keywords that are low competition with higher search volume. This is what they call that low-hanging fruit. This is what you want to try to catch and get traffic from. These keywords are broken down into pre-curated lists, Once you're logged into Rank IQ, you get a dashboard that shows you this, and you'll find a whole host of keywords in a variety of niches, from arts and crafts like drawing, painting, pottery, business, business tools, collectibles, digital art, farming, like just so many different things that you can start to pull through. So you can sort through the keywords via volume. This is described as visits per year, competition, which is based on their own score, and the time to rank. So what Rank IQ can assume how long it will take your content if you follow their tips and produce an article with their tips in mind, how fast or slow it might be assumed that your content would start to rank on Google for it. You can also choose to run reports or select the plus button, and that can actually add those keywords to your own list, so you can start to build your own keyword list and create content when you're ready. I also really like that you can just put a few primary keywords from your niche into the database, and the database will pull anything that it has that could relate to the content that you're already creating. And there are a lot of niches already in the Rank IQ library. If you can't find your own niche there already, you can always look for something adjacent, or they have this great feature that you can actually reach out to the team at Rank IQ and let them know that you need your niche added and they'll help you out. The keyword library is one of my favorite parts of the tool. Their suggested keywords really help cut down the process of finding keywords from when you want to write something. It just gives you a really solid starting point. Once you've added a keyword or many to your list, they will end up in your keywords kind of bank, and anything that you've added can be found here, so you can access it at any time. Another cool feature that Rank IQ has is the rankings audit. So to use this tool, you just need to go to the ranking audits option once you're logged in at the top menu, and then you connect your Google account and Google Search Console. It will then analyze the content that you have published already on your site and tell you what's bringing in the most traffic, and you can copy the URL and search it, and it'll allow you to see the keyword phrases that are bringing in the most traffic for that specific page. This right there is just such a helpful feature for any content creator. Another cool thing that Rank IQ does is it can run an SEO report or a content optimizer report on your site. So that's really cool because that can really pull out a lot of information. It's going to give you information like your target word count. So that's how long your post should be in order to rank, topics that Google likes to see included in the post. And all of the information that it gives you in these reports can be downloaded as a CSV file, super convenient, and you can pull that into Google Sheets or wherever it is that you keep your data. The Content Optimizer acts as an analysis tool that breaks down the content you've already written, and it'll help you optimize your content better. At the top of the content optimization tool, you'll find a grade that Rank IQ determines what your content currently, what the grade is, and then what you can do to work on it, and you'll see if you improve it, your grade will go up. The Content Optimizer uses artificial intelligence to work, and it's just a particularly great tool for content creators. To use this tool, you can write right into Rank IQ, so you're actually updating your post, writing into Rank IQ, and then you just copy and paste the finished content back into your website. And here's some more good news. Rank IQ is priced very, very affordably. So it ranges from $29 to $199 per month, and what you get based on how much you pay. So Rank IQ plans will break down like this. You can start with the light plan, which is $29 a month. You get 8 reports a month, or you can go standard. You get 16 reports at $49 a month. Go pro, $99 a month, you get 36 reports. Or if you're an agency, you get 80 reports a month, and that's $199. So whichever plan works for you, go to herpaperroot.com/rankbetter, and you can get $50 off your purchase. And for most of us who are just starting out and only writing maybe one blog post or two blog posts a week, the light plan will do. You'll notice that Rank IQ is priced more affordably than their competitors. So if we're looking at the standard plan at $49 per month compared to Surfer SEO, that's $89 a month, or Ahrefs, $99 a month, or SEMrush, SEMrush, $129 per month. So Rank IQ is already more affordable, and it outranks all of those alternatives on G2. It's getting a higher ease of use score and a higher quality of support score as well. Rank IQ has actually won over 19 international awards as the best SEO software. So I highly recommend that you give it a try. It really is a great tool for those looking to optimize their content on their websites and increase the chances of ranking higher on Google search pages. Not only does it give you help with picking out the right keywords via their keyword library, but you can run reports, optimize your content, and keep track of your progress, which for anyone who needs to stay organized, it's a really great way to stay on track, stay organized with all of your content. My favorite function of Rank IQ really is the keyword library. It is so valuable and it's a great way to cut down on your brainstorming. So why guess what you should be writing when you have a big database to pull from that's actually showing you what your site has a chance of ranking with? And second to that, their content optimizer, which helps you figure out what needs to go in your content for it to possibly rank on Google, preferably high, I find that it's just easy to use, perfect for anyone just getting to know SEO and to write for the web. It's really, really helpful. Go to herpaperroot.com/rankbetter to learn more about Rank IQ and to get a $50 off coupon that you can use today. Again, that's herpaperroot.com/rankbetter, all one word. Now I'm going to leave you on 5 really helpful, quick on-page SEO tips to optimize any content, any blog post that you are writing. Tip number 1 is to consider the length of the article that you are writing. Now you don't have to write a 5,000 word article for most topics, but with only, let's say, 200 words, it's hard for Google to find clues about how to categorize a post. It needs more content in order to understand what your article is about. So for example, Google might look at an article with only 200 words and it's going to say, is this article about flying bats, baseball bats, the British American tobacco, like BAT, or the basic attention token, BAT cryptocurrency? It's not going to know with just 200, 300 words. So you have to write content with more words than that. It's not about just writing a bunch of words. It's about covering the topic. The more words that you use in a post, the easier it is for Google and other search engines to get the idea and send the right kind of audience to your post. Next tip is to always include keywords in the image file name as well as the alt text of the image. So when you have an image on your computer and you're about to upload it to your website, make sure that the file name is not img_20793. Make sure that it is actually the keywords that relate to the article. If you're writing a recipe, put the name of the recipe as the file name for that image and then upload it to your website. Because this title helps to tell Google what the image is about, which is definitely what you want. And when you upload that image and you insert it into the WordPress image media file editor, take the time to give it a description in the alt text box, because the alt text is designed for visually impaired people to use the internet and understand what a photo is about, but it's also used by Google's crawlers to also get further information about what an image is about. So it's a great place to put descriptive keywords about what the image is about as well as what the article is about. So be creative in how you can combine those things. And yes, it is extra work to write descriptions for thousands of images, but it is absolutely worthwhile. It's going to help your articles rank better. Tip number 3 is the actual headings in each section in your article. So like heading 2, H2, heading 3 is H3. This is an excellent place to put those keywords as well. Okay, that's an important place to make sure you always have keywords. Tip number 4 is the internal links. So that is the interlinking between different blog posts on your domain. Make sure that you are linking articles on your own website to other related articles on your website. Tip number 5 is the metadata description. You only get a few characters to write a description there, so be really creative in how you can include the best keywords in that area as well. These are the very basic on-page SEO tips that you need to include on every single article that you produce. If you are creating articles with these tips in mind and you're using Rank IQ to help optimize your articles, you are going to be attracting so much more traffic to your content. And in case you didn't know, I teach an SEO workshop that I give away for free, which walks you through all of the SEO basics that you need to use as a foundation for your business. It's free. You can find that program along with all of my other courses, programs, planners at herpaperroot.com/courses. Thank you so much for listening today. I will catch you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.